We only have 15 minutes left for this session. I think in light of that, perhaps we should go straight to the floor and perhaps allow a minute or two for the speakers to respond. But I'll take a series of comments and try to allow 5 minutes in total for our three speakers to respond, starting on my left.
Thank you.
Of course.
I am Bruna Nota. I am been peace activist forever, since Vietnam and before. I would like just to bring together the question you finished your speech, Ms. Carroll, which was why in here the issue is so much wider than peace. And I think to a large extent Professor Franklin answered that, but I want to just underline it. It's because we, like the 100 Nobel Prize winner, are saying that justice has this indivisibility, and therefore war is not just war with cannon. War is war with lack of food, with polluted environment, with all of the things that the corporatism is giving us. And that's why it is so difficult to get hold of all of that. But at the same time, that's also why I think the movement is gathering strength, because it is bringing all of those elements together. And if this has not occurred yet in Parliament, then we do have a problem that is much larger than what we were expecting. Sorry.
I don't believe you had a question.
Yeah.
No, I think I understood that.
Why don't
that.
We take all of these together and then we'll allow for responses
okay,
afterwards.
That's
okay? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be very brief. Actually, my question to representative from the government is, Canada can play a better role by being more aware of social issues worldwide, by creating a safe world through addressing social issues, and by Canada not going into Colombia to remove indigenous people from their land, by not being involved in the embargo against Iraq. Canada has blood on its hands of Iraqi children. Canada is providing warships for the embargo on Iraq, and with 500,000 Iraqi children, Canada has blood on its and as well also, like, Canada has to address the Arab world. 35,000 job opportunities are created in Canada through the money generated by oil companies in Canada, in Yemen and other places. At the same time, we don't see the support from Canada towards the Arab world, neither in Palestine or in Iraq. Canadian corporations are now building the biggest road construction in Israel to open settlements for in North Jalili, which has been predominantly an Arab area. It's opening it now to Israeli settlers. So this is where Canada can be safe, by being more aware into social issues worldwide. And one issue about me being an Arab Canadian is these bills will not address any issue of terrorism. And like Kaplan said in the Arab Canadian Federation, that they have been based upon UK laws. That's where our worries are, because we have been targeted for the past 10 years in UK and US by the Secret Evidence Act, where the lawyers, defense lawyers, don't have access to the secret evidence, whereas we see Mossad secret Israeli agents coming and talking to the judges, and we don't have access to that. Thanks.
Thank you. Just to clarify, I've been told that we can go till 5:15 with this session, although we do need to wrap it up because there are statements and proposals and motions from the workshops, which I'm sure we want to take account of. And let me clarify to the panel that there will be comments as well as questions, and that's fine, and I'd urge the panelists to make notes, because I'm going to let everyone who's now at the mic speak and then ask the panelists to respond briefly at the end of that. Yes.
Thank you. My name is Manuela Godinho. I am an educator and I am a mediator. And I came to Canada and I appreciated the problem-solving peaceful ways that Canada had intervened internationally in the past. I felt good. And you mentioned bringing security to Canadian citizens. Well, at this point in time, with our way that I'm now part of a war-waging country, rather than one that has found ways to peacefully solve this conflict, I feel more endangered when I travel overseas as a Canadian citizen than before. So my security is more compromised than before. Before, we were intervening in peaceful ways to bring peace missions to other countries. Now we're responding by war. I think we have to think about that very seriously, and that is not good for my security or any Canadian citizen's one, in my belief. Thank you.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to thank all the speakers, and I'd particularly like to thank Eileen Carroll for coming down. I know it's a bit of a hostile audience, and I really appreciate the fact that you have come down here to speak today. I think fundamentally, I disagree with you and the Liberal government on almost all of these issues. But I do want to, and just to remind you, I think that I think Thomas Jefferson said once, a person who gives up, this is paraphrasing, a person who gives up any amount of freedom for security deserves neither. And I think that, these are some of the principles that, that we're pretending to defend by this attack on Afghanistan are those of the founding fathers of the United States. And I think they've been badly abused over the last months in the United States, and specifically through the Patriot Act and the proposed military tribunals in the United States. And I want to ask a specific question, which is in the event that the United States asked for extradition of foreign nationals or Canadian citizens to be tried in military tribunals, does the Canadian position yet have a position on whether or not we will allow people to be extradited to the United States for military trial?
I also have a question, a two-part question for the Member of Parliament. The term terrorism, you hear it a lot these days. It's used very loosely, and I think it's also used to terrorize people into compliance. So I would like to learn the government's definition of terrorism. I think that's very important for all of us to understand. That's part of the openness that Ursula was talking about. And the second thing is, does the government understand and acknowledge that governments can be terrorists as well as individuals and groups?